Good morning. Welcome to Senate Finance. Today is Monday, March 12, 2018. The time is 9:04 a.m. I'm Co-Chairman Anna McKinnon. With me this morning, Co-Chairman Hoffman.
Good morning.
Vice Chairman Bishop.
Good morning.
Senator Machicki.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Von Imhoff.
Good morning.
Good morning. Senator Stevens.
Good morning, Chair.
Senator Olson.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
On today's agenda, we have SB 158, Oil Hazardous Substance Cleanup and Reimbursement, and HB 131, Relocation Assistance for Federal Programs. Is there anything to come before the committee before we begin? Seeing and hearing none, I'd like to direct the committee's attention to SB 158. A brief history on this bill. The public hearing was opened and closed on March 8th. The bill was introduced. We did a walkthrough on the sectional and reviewed the fiscal note. I did not receive any amendments. If I could invite Kristen Ryan to the microphone to give us a quick recap of the bill before us.
Good morning, Madam Chairman. For the record, my name is Kristen Ryan, and I'm the Director for the Division of Spill Prevention and Response for the State of Alaska. The bill before you has been requested by the governor as a way to help us work with homeowners who have releases of fuel from their home heating oil tanks and would help us provide technical assistance to them and help them solve their problem that has occurred with the release of that fuel around their home. We believe the fact that we have to recover our costs inhibits homeowners from contacting us and providing that essential technical assistance that they need to address a problem that they have very little experience or knowledge to do so. And we can help them immensely protect their family and hopefully save some money by doing it the cheapest way possible. Therefore, we've requested this legislation so that we can do what we think is important work for the state of Alaska and the public.
Are there questions from committee members? Senator Machicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just curious if there are any grants available, like nationally, that could replace some of this revenue. I hate to call it revenue. Some of the cost recovery. I mean, we're in a time where it's tough, and I support the bill and the reason behind the bill. Just wondering. The state didn't spill the diesel, right, or the gasoline or whatever the issue happens to be. Are there any grants available to replace what we will spend in state costs to assist in recovery?
Senator Machicki, through the chair, this bill only addresses our costs associated with providing technical assistance, no cleanup costs. I just want to be clear about that the homeowner is still obligated to pay all their costs associated with a cleanup. And in addition, the homeowner, when they purchased the fuel, were charged 0.095 cents per gallon for that fuel to pay for our services. And so I would make the case that they have already paid for that assistance. When we do cost recovery, we are just asking them to pay again for that that assistance. There are no grants available that I'm aware of to cover our costs for providing technical assistance.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from committee members? Senator Bishop, may I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 158, version 30-GS 2583/A from committee with the accompanying fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Is there objections to moving Senate Bill 158? Seeing and hearing none, Senate Bill 158/A moves from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual committee recommendations. Brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. We're back on the record, still Senate Finance, and still March 12th, 2018. The next item before us is House Bill number 131, an act relating to relocation assistance for federally assisted public construction and improvement projects and programs and providing for an effective date. Brief history on this, we heard the bill on March 6, 2018. The public hearing was open and closed. We had no one testify. The fiscal note was reviewed, and we did a sectional analysis. I'd like to invite Rep. Wohl with his staff to the microphone to tell us a little bit about this bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Representative Adam Wohl from District 5 in Fairbanks. With me is my aide, Laura Steidolf. And I'm sorry I wasn't here last time for the bill presentation, but I understand you went over quite a few details with Ms. Steidolf, and she's here to assist me again. But as you mentioned, it's a federal relocation bill for people that are forced to move due to a federal road project, and this updates the reimbursement amount, which hasn't been updated for 30 years.
Are there questions from committee for Representative Wohl? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Bishop.
Madam Chair, the fiscal note's still zero, and I'm ready to move the bill if the chair is ready. Motion. I move House Bill 131, version 30-LS0462/David from committee with the accompanying fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, House Bill number 131, /D, with attached fiscal note and individual committee recommendation moves from committee. Thank you, Representative Wohl. Brief at ease while we sign the paperwork. We're back on the record. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Seeing and hearing none, it is our hope to have bills previously heard tomorrow. I just want to, we have some out for review to make sure that there is nothing that is going to surprise us. On tomorrow's agenda, we have power cost equalization and community assistance overview by David Teal. With that, we're adjourned.